This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Sarah and Vinny.
On Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. You can win tickets to Stinker Let's Loose Live, presented by SF Sketchfest and Audible. This is happening on the 14th at the Castro Theater. Best-selling author Mike Sachs presents a live stage reading of the audiobook adaptation of the classic 1970s trucker movie, Stinker Let's Loose, with an all-star cast. Includes John Hamm, Busy Phillips, Andy Richter, the list goes on and on. You can be our guest at the event if you're caller number 9 right now, 800-400-3697. Caller 9 instantly gets on the Alice guest list. At the door, enjoy the biggest independent comedy event of the year, SF Sketchfest. It's in San Francisco, January 11th. That is today. It runs through the 28th of this month. You can get the whole lineup of shows and get tickets at sketchfest.com.
So we probably have a bunch of friends in town then, huh?
You know, we looked at the list and there are a lot of people that we know just because they're stars, but not a lot of our sort of local comedian friends.
Proops isn't here.
Proops is not here.
What?
No, I know.
Yeah.
That's a surprise.
And you know, we did some requesting of interviews, but no one wants to come in.
They're like, yeah, they'll call you.
Yeah, we could do phoners.
Like, no. They're going to be in town. Yeah. Let's get them in the studio.
Well, maybe they're rolling in today.
Right. Or rolling in the day that their thing is happening and rolling right back out afterward.
Right.
All right, well, the number you're calling is the same number you send us text. It's 800-400-3697. 415 says, fast fact, Black Panther is the richest superhero.
Oh, is that so? Is that because he's the king?
I thought Batman was the richest superhero.
Walenda? I can't remember what the name of the country was that he was from.
Wakanda.
Wakanda.
It's north of Tanzania, even though it's made up.
Oh, all right.
All right.
When I was in my early 30s, I worked in high tech, which is very male-centric. This is from 707. One day after working for the company for 15 years, I accidentally found out that my male counterpart was making double what I made. Mm. Even though I had been there much longer, had more experience, and my product line was triple the size of his. I gave my notice the next week and went into the wine business, which is very female-friendly. I'm actually a winery owner now. Best decision I ever made.
Oh.
That's nice.
That is. It just sucks that she worked all that time for half the money. Struggle is real.
Black Panther's net worth is $90 trillion.
$90
trillion?
Yeah, exactly.
That's just ridiculous.
You know what's weird? I don't know how it translates to all businesses, but one of the things that most... Like, I got advice very early on in radio, and one of the advice I was told was, you will always be seen as that guy where you are now, where you started, for as long as you stay.
For as long as you're at that place, exactly.
The way you will raise your rate by leaps and bounds is by leaving.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard because it's really
hard.
The people and you like where you work, and you've, in my case, I'd helped build that station from the very beginning. But it was the advice I got was you got to split, dude.
Yeah.
You're going to be the surf reporter guy for the rest of your time here. And the sand has fallen out of your pants, even though you're now wearing whatever you're wearing. They're still seeing you as that guy.
Right.
In the flip flops. Who tracks sand in the station?
Let me guess.
All right.
Vinfro.
So that's something that, you know, maybe that could work in tech or other lines of business as well.
Well, and certainly there's plenty of headhunters out there looking to give you your next job. Isn't that what they're famous for? Poaching. Moving you from one company to another.
Warren Buffett also passed on Amazon. He could be wrong about cryptocurrencies.
That's true.
650 says, what they want is how a union works. Everyone knows what pay rate they are, and it works off of time, not how hard you work. Yeah, except some people work better than others.
And when you're not unionized, that's rewarded.
So, okay.
Yeah.
Well, whatever. I just wanted to say out loud into the microphone, a lot of people texted us saying, you guys, that's the way we're going to get equal pay. And I did look it up, and I did see there's a movement.
Yeah.
People want this.
Well, it does make sense. I mean, on...
It also makes for a lot of problems, but, yep. You know, I guess if it works, then it's worth it.
Right. I think it's time for a new jacket, Vinny.
What?
Yeah,
that one didn't last nearly as long as your others have.
There's a little. I've been noticing that little feathers are coming out of it, and I just took today. I've been pulling feathers out every 2 seconds.
I know mine has the same rip, and I wear it anyway.
I know because I've just. I guess I'm constantly on this arm.
Mm-hmm.
What a pain! Yeah. Now I got to go get a new jacket. Hope I can find this exact same one.
I saw some really nice cuts of the puffy jackets at Banana Republic when we were there at Westfield.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I kind of like the way the sides go up a little and then go down instead of just straight across.
Yeah, that would be kind of nice.
More form-fitting.
Sure.
For your body.
Oh.
Like that body.
Oh, someone mentioned the things that you throw on the counter to buy at a store.
Yes.
That might be embarrassing. Medical situation like an enema.
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know what you purchase when you get an enema because I've never had one, but I'm assuming.
Well, they sell Fleet enemas in boxes in a drugstore, I think.
Oh. Right.
Yeah.
Fleet is the brand?
Fleet is the brand.
Oh.
Yeah. When I got, I think each time I had to get my surgeries, they gave me not the Fleet enemas, but these pills.
Oh, suppositories.
Yeah, that I actually never used.
Sure, but you didn't.
I did it. I was like, how do I do that? Nah, forget it. I just drank the stuff that they gave me.
Oh.
And that helped it
move along.
I'm 38 and I can only buy sex toys and lube online.
Yeah,
I mean, that's probably pretty normal.
Yeah.
That, you know, you might look in the store and think,
boy, sure wish I could walk over the counter with that.
Sure wish I had the guts to go in there.
Just do it. They don't care.
No, that's what they do. How are they going to look down on you? They work there.
781 says, it's East Bridgewater. Let's be honest, it could be a heroin addict. What are you talking about?
I was just kidding. I didn't mean. They got a lot of heroin addicts there?
Not that I know of. They might now. I haven't lived there in 30 years, but.
415, I'm a tech worker and I make over 6 figures and still can't afford to buy a house.
Oh, depressing.
I heard yesterday that 13 of the 17 dead in Southern California mudslides were under mandatory evacuation orders from the county.
You're kidding.
People just don't think it's going to happen to them.
Right, I'm here in my house.
This house has been here for 100 years.
Mm-hmm. Also, people don't have sometimes they don't have anywhere to go.
Well, go just to higher ground. Start there. 415 is saying they thought Tony Stark was the richest superhero. There's a lot of a lot of rich superheroes.
Oh, yeah. I think it is Tony Stark.
He's only worth in the billions.
And
as well as
Black Panther is worth 92 trillion.
Bruce Wayne. What's Bruce Wayne? Yeah, Batman? Mm-hmm.
Batman, yeah.
Yeah, he's not as much as the trillionaire.
I absolutely hated the way Three Billboards ended. Ugh.
Oh, funny.
Oh!
Oh, God. Hooman! Oh, yeah, there's more.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Rin.
Nice.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah. There isn't a greater opening in the entire country in radio anywhere than that.
I love it so much.
It's just a bunch of crap coming at
you. You're welcome, everyone. And Happy New Year.
Yay.
Happy 2018.
Happy 2018.
We just started off the year right. All right, everybody. Here's your review of Phantom Thread. It's Daniel Day-Lewis, and it's directed by Paul Thomas Anderson. So in this film, Daniel is a world-class dressmaker, but he's also very moody and very difficult. And then he eventually falls in lust with one of his muses, but he doesn't realize she can play the game better than he can. So, Bryn, this sounds like it's a movie about the fashion industry. Do you have to like fashion or love fashion to like this film?
No, you don't have to, but I think it would help if you liked fashion. It's enjoyable to watch, especially if you...
A lot of runway shows and stuff?
No.
Oh.
No, it's just more about the craftsmanship.
Just a lot of sewing?
Yeah, a lot of sewing. Mm-hmm.
So are there extended scenes or montages where it's him sewing stuff?
I don't recall any montages, but...
Do we get to see his skills,
but,
though?
Not really.
Because isn't he like a dressmaker now in real life or something?
He's like, isn't he a shoe repair guy now?
Oh, is
he?
He's a cobbler?
He's a cobbler, yeah. So, if the movie isn't about the fashion industry, what's it about?
It seems like it's about Hooman's theme in life, pretty much. Don't get married or don't fall in love.
Oh.
Yeah, it's kind of dark.
I mean,
it's a dark movie.
We see, you know, as we hear bad advices, we hear a lot of manipulation and stuff. So it seems like that seems to be one of the themes of the film. All right, let's talk about the score. Turn this up.
Oh, this is the score? Oh, very old-fashioned sounding. Yeah. When's it set?
1950.
Oh.
Right after World War II. There's a few references to the...
Oh, isn't that pretty?
It's very pretty.
So, hold on one more.
There it is.
Oh, yeah. We just talk like this the whole time.
Could you imagine him sewing right now?
Oh, is that what he's doing?
And they're walking on the beach.
Get me a sewing machine sound. I love the sound of a sewing machine.
You got that, too? That's a lot. Well, anyway, the score. Bryn, first of all, does the music ever stop in this film?
You know, it's hard... I don't remember if it stops or not, but if it does stop, it stops for very little. There's a lot of music in this film.
The score goes the entire film.
So is there
everyone.
Not very much talking? It's all sewing? And
no, they talk over the music.
Oh, they do.
Mm-hmm, right. Just like we are right now.
But it just never stops.
It never stops. Secondly, is this too much? Was it too much music?
It feels like a little bit too much.
I thought it matched very well. It only complimented it to me.
I thought so, too. It felt like a...
It feels like a Disney on Ice thing.
Oh,
there it is. How do you do it? Take it in with the sewing machine.
It's got to start and stop. What am I, sewing forever? I'm not coming to the end of the... Yeah, yeah. Get a more modern sounding one.
Oh God. What view is this?
She says that because she didn't like the intro. All right. So, Bryn.
Yo.
This is a Paul Thomas Anderson film, and I think when people think about Paul Thomas Anderson, they think about Boogie Nights.
That would make sense.
Is this film similar to Boogie Nights on any level?
I would say the only similarity to me was that they both had pretty good stories. But Boogie Nights it kept me on the edge of my seat, and it was really exciting to watch. This one, it was slow.
Yeah.
But I
can tell by the music.
Yeah. I mean, I almost fell asleep during the trailer. So it's hard to I don't think many people are going to run out and watch this unless you have that artsy-fartsy feel, you know?
Yeah.
So I just want to take a second to talk about Daniel Day-Lewis, and I need the score. Thank you.
Was there ever a hope it was going to go away?
He is the greatest actor who's ever lived. I'm going to make that statement. And, I don't believe this is his last film. Even though he says it is. You know, Gangs of New York, There Will Be Blood, my favorite film. He's just such a treat to watch on the big screen. And if you get a moment to step away from kids and life and busyness to see this film, you will really see, like, one of the greatest treasures ever in the history of theater or acting or film or cinema.
I didn't realize Liam Neeson was in this.
No, it's Daniel Day-Lewis.
No, sorry.
Why is he stepping away, Hooman? Is he just tired of the whole Hollywood thing?
He wants to be a cobbler.
Yeah, he wants to be a cobbler.
Okay.
So
we've all got dreams, Yuzi.
Right, this is true.
Bryn, January isn't the best. Oh, is that the whole score?
It is.
Just start it over.
Yeah, start it up. Well, January isn't the best time for films. Is this film a lot? Last year, you and I kicked off the year as well, just a reminder. Is this film a lot different than the film we reviewed last year at this time?
Yeah. The film you did, Live by Night?
Mm-hmm. Around this time last year, yeah. I would say this film is far better, even though I'm falling asleep to the soundtrack right now. But you have to really want to see this movie. You know what I mean?
Like,
I
so have you to, think it's good, but it's slow. And
I would
it's
never
sort of
watch this movie on my own.
Right.
If it were on TV.
Are you glad you saw it? Will you spend time thinking about it?
I spent a lot of time thinking about it.
Will you continue to? You know how some movies stick with you?
I don't know. We'll see. Let's that time do that. Right. We'll see. I don't know.
Well, you got 2 weeks off after this, so hopefully you'll...
Yeah, Mr. Paternity leave that never ends.
What?
Hey, I split it up. It just seems like it's longer because I split it up. I just didn't take all six
Holmes,
at once.
You're not back yet?
I'm back. I'm here.
He's right
now.
2 weeks
off after this.
Yeah.
What? I don't get it. We talked about this already.
We can talk about it until we're blue in the face. Man. It's not going to bum us out anymore.
Having kids has turned into a racket. I'm going to make five more.
Well, I guess we
thanks
can
just for messing that, Hooman.
Well, I mean,
you're welcome.
Since you've got time to ponder, you'll have time to ponder this film. And you can let us know in 2 weeks if you're still thinking about it.
Right.
Sum it all up, let me just say this.
All right.
There is no way this is Daniel Day-Lewis's last film. This isn't my favorite Daniel Day-Lewis film, and it's not my favorite Paul Thomas Anderson movie, but the film is so beautiful.
Oh.
And just looking at it with this score, it's like a dance. It's like a beautiful ballet, the whole film. If you like artsy-fartsy... And if you like phenomenal acting, check out Phantom Thread. I'm going to give it... By the way, Brent, I really enjoyed doing this movie review with you. I'm going to give it 4 Persian rugs.
Nice, Hooman.
Oh, well, you loved it.
I'd like to second
that. Out of how
that.
Many is that?
Out of 5.
4 out of 5.
That's
I'll go ahead and
good.
Ditto, Hooman. I really enjoyed doing this movie review with you and watching the movie with you as well.
How
sitting
touching.
Next
Your
to
friendship
you.
Friendship is inspirational. Lovers.
It is, yeah. And also, it was very beautiful. It was just like he said, it was like watching the ballet or, you know, some sort of artsy fartsy thing. I don't think it's going to break the box office, but I do think it was very beautiful. For that, I'm going to give it 4 ninja stars.
Oh, you're giving it 4 as well.
Yeah, I think the movie was great, but I would never press play on that. That's
Again.
All. Well, yeah, it was really slow sometimes. Mm. But just the premise of it was deep. Bryn.
All right, guys, thank you. Sounds like Phantom Thread is wonderful.
Next week, our friend Rudy's coming back. We'll be reviewing 12 Strong.
Thor.
Which one is that? Oh, yeah, it's the Thor movie.
Thor.
Fantastic.
Thor's
All
back.
Right, great. We'll be back in a minute to say goodbye. Radio.com. Alice in 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks for listening today. We're all super excited to see you tonight if you've got your tickets for our rescheduled Alice in Winterland. John Mayer, Matt Nathanson.
Hey.
And all your friends from here at the Alice.
I always think it's so cool because, you know, Matt Nathanson lives in town.
Right.
So, like, he just has to roll out of his house and, you know,
yeah, head on
Uber,
over.
You know, half an hour, 20 minutes to inside downtown.
Right.
And he's there.
Yeah, he is. hey, listen, this just came through from our friend Alan Rosen at Bananas at Large. He is doing, it's the Joe Satriani fundraiser concert. It's this Sunday at the Fox Theater. So it's Joe Satriani, Phil Collin of Def Leppard.
Nice.
Which is exciting. John Petrucci of Dream Theater. They're each going to play a solo set, and then there'll be a big jam with very special guest Neil Schoenschein.
Oh, man, that
Journey.
Sounds great.
I know. So the concert's a fundraiser for fire victims of California fires, and the charity of choice is undocufund.org. So there's a lot, and they have all kinds of great charity auctions. There's actually an auction site, too, if you want to check this out, charityauctionstoday.com. And then it's like a search for the NorCal fire relief auction that's going on. He's actually going to be there. I guess he's emceeing it and going to be a product specialist.
Oh, nice,
and so our friend Alan is, this is that this Sunday night at the Fox Theater.
I'll have him, I'll text him right now, tell him to post it on Facebook and then I'll share it.
Yeah.
Around.
Oh,
we'll
cool.
That,
yeah.
That's a great
All
idea.
Right. We're going to see him tonight too, by the way.
Yeah.
He'll be there.
Yeah.
Of course
cool.
he will. It's a happening night. Of course Alan Rosen's going to be there. All right. So, and hopefully we'll see you there too. That would be super fun and exciting to check you out.
I wanted to thank you. So I never knew what that feeling I got from the whisper crap was. And it's so, this is the most interesting thing we've done all week.
This, what he's talking about is our 6 o'clock, our very first break at 6 o'clock. So if you go back and listen to the podcast, you can hear this. There's this thing called autonomous sensory median or meridian response, ASMR, which is apparently a thing where certain sounds quietly performed, whispered, or click clacking of certain things as people work can put people into almost this weird trancey place. Like, that's how you kind of described it.
It feels almost out of body. It feels good. It's nowhere near an org. Like, some people are saying it's orgasmic. It's not that great. Don't be crazy.
But it's a fascinating little thing that
happens.
Yeah,
it's neat. And I've never been able to make it happen. It just happens in quiet moments. Like I said, where I've been at the doctor and the doctor's sort of looking me over and
there's no talking.
She's doing
quiet.
Her work and there's just this weird little I don't know. It's a weird feeling, but it feels good. It's just not something that I've been able to sort of go, oh, you know what I want to feel like right now? I'll just put on this video. But you're saying there's videos.
Apparently, mm-hmm. It's a whole thing on YouTube. So it's called ASMR videos. But so we experimented with it a little bit this morning, and that whole segment is a weird,
it was fun
little segment. So that's the 6 o'clock celebrity trash this morning. Although... Oh, my God. I just realized.
Oh, because it's third-party
audio. If you didn't hear it this morning, you cannot hear it.
Well,
you
cannot.
You can hear you talking about it, and then they could look it up
That's
themselves.
True. And also, you can go onto the Looking Glass, and it'll replay through Vaughn's Loop.
Oh.
With the third-party audio.
Good point.
Oh,
I
didn't even
realize.
Oh, well, that's good.
We should mention that more, Bryn, because I totally forgot about that.
If you're missing out on the third-party audio, just watch the Loop.
Also, this week, thanks again for Scott Budman. Was on yesterday from Vegas, and that was I don't know if we thanked him or not, but
we thanked him at the time, but it's nice to
I always appreciate him coming on, and certainly from Vegas and telling us the latest stuff.
I thought a lot about what he was talking about with just the
was
whole
was it the strip pole
no it wasn't
robot
that. It
dancing
it was the car basically and
yeah,
how
our
you
cars
know.
Man they're what? Gonna have everything. The weird thing I thought about that too and even talked about it at the dinner table, the idea that you would need to shop from your car caught me as crazy, but we're doing so much from our cars.
Right.
It's either wasted time or useful time.
And when they start driving themselves, you'll be able to do whatever the hell it was you were doing at your house 5 minutes ago on your
Shading.
Way to work or wherever. Yeah. Sure. I mean, maybe. Maybe cars will start coming with bathrooms. I don't know. Maybe people will just start living in their cars.
That's happening.
Yeah. I mean, by choice.
Oh, right.
All right, listen. Hope we see you tonight at the big show. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll catch you later.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.